Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 17th. Today's word is Lothario, also pronounced Lothario and spelled L-O-T-H-A-R-I-O. Lothario is a noun that means a man whose chief interest is seducing women. Here's the word used in a passage from Scenes of Clerical Life by George Eliot. He was now quite an elderly Lothario, reduced to the most economical sins. The prominent form of his gaiety being this of lounging at Mr. Gruby's door, embarrassing the servant maids who came for grocery, and talking scandal with the rare passers-by. The word Lothario comes from The Fair Penitent, written in 1703, a tragedy by Nicholas Rowe. In the play, Lothario is a notorious seducer, extremely attractive, but a haughty and unfeeling scoundrel beneath his charming exterior. He seduces Callista, an unfaithful wife and later the fair penitent of the title. After the play was published, the character of Lothario became a stock figure in English literature. For example, Samuel Richardson modeled the character of Lovelace on Lothario in his 1748 novel Clarissa. As the character became well known, his name became progressively more generic, and Lothario, often capitalized, has since been used to describe a foppish, unscrupulous rake. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.